This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 303 for Monday, March 11th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is in positive momentum on Monday morning on the heels of supportive data from Statistics Canada. The agency reported earlier today that the seeded area for Canadian canola is expected to decrease by 3.1% from 2023-24 at 21.4 million acres due to lower prices and less soil moisture. The estimate is near the lower end of trade expectations. Acres are expected to decline in Alberta and Saskatchewan, but they may rise in Manitoba. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are also higher, bringing support to canola. However, crude oil prices are lower. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The May canola contract is up $6 per ton at $615.60. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are down, while wheat is mixed. StatCan also reported earlier today that growers are expected to seed 3.9 million acres of corn this spring, up 1.6% from last year. Corn acres in Ontario are expected to be steady, but those in Manitoba may rise 5.8% to 585,800 acres. World Weather Incorporated said there may be a quick transition from El Niño to La Niña by July, which may bring drier and warmer conditions in the U.S. Corn Belt and Plains. Ag Rural reported that the planting of the Safrinha corn crop in Brazil was 93% complete. The May corn contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.34. The number of acres devoted to soybeans in Canada this year is set to decline by 0.9% this spring at 5.6 million acres, according to StatCan. While acres in Ontario may rise, there may be acreage cuts in Quebec and Manitoba. Ag Rural reported the Brazilian soybean harvest at 55% complete. Over the next 10 days, four of Brazil's top soybean-producing states will see dry conditions and increased crop stress. However, East Central Argentina will see excessive amounts of rain. The May soybean contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.80. Canadian wheat acres are projected to increase by only 0.1% this spring to 27 million acres. Spring wheat area is expected to decrease by 1.2% at 19.2 million acres, while durum acres may expand by 5.1% at 6.3 million. Alberta is expected to grow 2.2% more wheat at 8.1 million acres, while Saskatchewan may grow 14.2 million, up 0.1%, and Manitoba would grow 0.6% less at 3.3 million. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.35. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.88. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.65. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, March 11th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.